Blog Talk Radio.
Living in a time, folks, when Satan is like a roaring lion and he's seeking and...
Hello, folks. I'm sorry about that. For some reason, one of the audio clips started. But welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Joan Matthews, coming to you live, and it is December 29th, 2017, and I just want to give glory and honor and praise to the Most High God, for He is worthy to be praised. The Lord God Almighty, He is worthy to be honored, He is worthy to be praised, and He is worthy to be glorified. And again, it is the end of the month, and you know, we have to give the Lord all the honor and the glory because He's worthy. He's brought us through the end of this year, and still many will not live to see 2018, even though it is December 29th. Many will not live to see 2018. We just had so many losing their lives in fires all across New York City. And you know, the enemy is like a roaring lion. He is seeking and searching whom he may devour. And folks, we can't stop praying for each other. We cannot stop praying. And you know, it's tiring. It's a tiring journey that we are on. You know, like the psalmist says, Solomon says, you know, this life that we live, it's this vanity of vanities and a vexation of the spirit. And we just have to continue on this journey. We just have to be strengthened. You know, the Bible said that we must stand against the wiles of the devil and stand against the onslaught of the enemy. And after we have done all that we can do, we just have to just stand. And folks, we have to stand our ground against the enemy. We have to stand our ground against anything and anyone that may come up against us. So folks, this just, I'm trying to promote my show here on Facebook. Let's just give God the honor and the glory. Anyway, today I just want to talk a little bit more on our Father's love. God is such an awesome God. Our Heavenly Father is such an awesome Father that while we were yet sinners, when we sinned against Him as spirit beings, folks, you have no idea. You know, sometimes when I tell people about the things that Father revealed to me, these people are telling me, "Oh, well, you shouldn't be telling people that because people are not, you know, people are not ready for these kind of revelation. They don't have what it takes. They're not ready for this kind of a revelation." And these are church people. In other words, they're not ready for strong doctrine. They're not ready for meat. Meanwhile, they're older. They're old in the sense that they're old in the church. They're not old in age, but they've been going to church for years and years and years and years, and you're still not ready for meat? My goodness. But, folks, the scripture tells us that we were born in sin and raised in iniquity. And since we were born in sin and we were raised up in an iniquitous generation, it means before we were born, before we entered into our mother's womb, we were sinners. We are sinners that came here and was placed in a flesh body. And I will do a show on this where Father told me who I was before I came here in my mother's womb, and that I was an angel before I came here this was a revelation from the Most High God, and this is the strong meat that many will not be able to endure strong doctrine. These are the last days. Anyways, continue on Father's love. One night as I slept, Father just woke me up, out of my sleep, and this wasn't the first time that our Heavenly Father woke me up from sleeping. And he just woke me up, and it's like the greatest thing that your dad or your father would wake you up out of your sleep just to tell you how you're doing, just to tell you something that he's pleased about with you. And he woke me up and said to me, "You have kept the greatest commandment." The greatest commandment. And I was like really heavy in sleep. And I just woke up and I just said, "Yes, yes, Father." And I just went right back to sleep. And it didn't really hit me until I woke up next day what Father was saying to me. "You have kept the greatest commandment." And what is the greatest commandment? John chapter 14, verse 15 tells us, "If you love me, keep my commandment." And we know that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. So the greatest commandment is to love the Father. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are all one. So love the Father with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And Father said, "You have kept the greatest commandment." And I'm going to read John chapter 14, starting from verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it see him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwell with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, the world see me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also." At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. This is very, very, very important. Yeshua is in the Father, and the Father is in Yeshua, and we are in Yeshua, and Yeshua is in us. So, verse 21 tells us, "He that have my commandments, with an S, and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him." So this is the kicker right here. John chapter 14, verse 21. "He that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will show myself to him. I will manifest myself to him. I will reveal myself to him. I will make known myself unto him." So, folks, it is when we love God and keep his commandments. As a matter of fact, when we keep his commandment, we show that we love him. As a matter of fact, it says here somewhere down here, verse 20, it says, "Judas said unto him, Lord, how is it that you will show yourself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. All of his words, all of his saying, including honoring his commandments, When we honor his commandments, we show that we honor him. We show respect unto him. We show love unto him. We love him. We want to please him. We want to honor him. We want to show our love for him and to him. That's why he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will come unto him. And this is what verse 23 said. And my Father will love him, and we. So let me go back up here. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we. The Father in me and I in the Father, speaking about Yeshua. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So Yeshua is saying, if we keep his words, if we keep his sayings, if we keep under his law, if we keep his commandments, Father will love us too. Because remember, he is the advocate for us to the Father. He is the one that's making peace with Father. So Father will accept us. He is the one that is there preparing a place for us to go to the Father. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I say I am going to prepare a place for you, I will do it, and I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself. So you see, when we love God, when we do the will of the Father, when we keep his word, when we honor him and keep his commandments, we show our love and our reverence to him. And I'm not saying some of his commandments. I'm saying all of his commandments. We show our reverence to him because we love him. That's why Father woke me up in the middle of the night, out of my sleep, to tell me. He said, you have kept my greatest commandment. And what is the greatest commandment? Loving God. How did I do that? How am I doing it? I'm trying with all my heart, soul, and mind. Yes, sometimes I fail. Sometimes I mess up. But when I realize that, I will immediately repent with tears, with much tears and weeping. I would repent and I would ask Father to forgive me. So when we love him, Yeshua said, he said, we, me and the Father. He's coming in the form of the Holy Spirit. Yeshua is the Father and the Father is Yeshua and the Holy Spirit. They're all in one. They're all one. I said, and we will come unto him and we will make our abode with him. We will make our home with him. We will be with him. That's why Yeshua said that he stand at the door and knock, and if anyone will open up the door, he will come in and sup with us, with you. So you see, it is very, very important to honor Father, to keep his word, to keep his commandments. I know that there are many well-known prophets and teachers and people who say they're hearing from the Lord, and far be it for me to doubt anyone, but there are times when I listen to people and a lot of things that they're saying is true, because it bear witness to the Spirit of the Lord in me. A lot of it was already revealed in my spirit that is true. But then when I hear them talk about, oh, you don't have to honor the Sabbath day. Oh, you can keep any day. It just stabbed me right in the heart. Because of what I know, because of what was revealed to me. And that's something else that I have to speak on, the Sabbath day. When Father, when I asked the Father, Father, teach me how to love you. I don't think I've ever loved you. I desire to love you, and I desire to know what it means to love you. Teach me how to love you. And immediately Father said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I thought in my heart, well, Father, have I not kept your commandments? And as I said that in my heart, Father said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I said, Lord, I am guilty. I have never kept your Sabbath day, neither do I know how to keep it or what it means to keep it or what I should do. And I said, would you please teach me everything that I need to know about the Sabbath day? And yes, I wrote about 7 articles on the Sabbath day, all inspired by the Holy Spirit. Nothing that came from the flesh. And folks, I will encourage you, if you haven't had a revelation from the Lord, or you haven't been taught of the Lord regarding certain topics or certain things on the Bible, on the Word of God, I would encourage you not to speak on it. Because the works of God, the Word of God is given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so the revelation is by revealing of the Holy Spirit. And unless something is revealed to me by the Holy Spirit, I refuse to speak on it. Because I'm not honoring God, and I'm not being honest when it comes to the Word of God. If I speak my own thing, if I say my own words, if I put my own interpretation and my own meaning and my own thoughts on it, I'm not loving God by doing that. I'm not being a disciple of the Lord. I'm being a disciple of the flesh. So I encourage everyone to just seek the Lord and be sure to just seek God and let him give you the truth. Let him give you the truth in all things. And so others may learn and others may just know the truth, because there are so many false teachings out there. And like I said, there are many teachers and preachers and apostles and prophets and prophetess, and they speak a lot of truth. But so is Satan. Satan can speak truth. And I'm not calling people Satan. I'm saying that sometimes, you know, many of them are sincerely, you know, hearing from the Lord, but many of them are putting their own words and their own interpretation on scriptures. And for those people, babes who are now growing in the Lord, you're doing injustice to them, you know? And so let us seek the Lord to get revelations, about the what's written in the Bible, what's written in the Word of God. I encourage every one of you to do that. So Father wants us to seek him. I remember the Lord said to me, oh God, I just got a brain freeze. All right. The Lord said to me while I was on the train going to work, I was just meditating on him. And folks, it's good to meditate on the Lord, to meditate on what you read, and to just chew it up in your mouth, so to speak, as to what it means. That's how the Lord revealed things to me. Because after I read the Word of God, I meditate on it in my heart, in my mind. I would lie on my bed and I would meditate on it as to what it means, and I would just seek the Lord. Lord, I would say, Lord, well, what does it mean? What is it saying to me? And many times it would just be downloaded in my spirit what it means. I remember I was sitting on the train. I was meditating on the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit just spoke in me and said, "You are a flint." Word of God, the Holy Spirit said, "You are a flint." He said, "You veer not to the left nor to the right. You believe me even when you didn't understand. I love you, child." And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to become like little babes, like little children, to believe him even when we don't understand. He said to me, "You veer not to the left nor to the right. You believed me even when you didn't understand. God doesn't want us to veer to the left nor to the right. He doesn't want us to throw out anything. Even when we don't understand, we are to go to him and ask him, Father, what does this mean? Father, is this true? You know, when Yeshua walked the earth, and the disciples were like mumbling among themselves when Yeshua speaks certain things. Like when he was talking about eat my flesh and drink my blood, they didn't understand. Many of them walked away, said, oh, what is this man talking about? It's too hard to understand. It's too hard. This saying is too hard. Eat his flesh and drink his blood. Is he mad? Are we cannibals? You know, that's not written in the Bible, but, you know, that's kind of what they were saying. And the disciples, you know, the apostles, they were like, you know, talking amongst themselves. I wonder what he means. You know, he's not speaking plainly. You know, and he said, and many of them walked away, the word of God said, because they didn't understand what he was saying. And they left, and he asked his disciples, will you leave also? Do you understand? And so many times they were like, you know, mumbling among themselves. And Yeshua would say, why do you always mumble amongst yourself? Ask me. Ask of me. I'm here to tell you the truth. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And when we don't understand anything about the word of God, ask him. Yeshua said, ask. Ask, seek, and you shall find. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and the door shall be opened. That's what we are to do. We are to ask him. Yes, there are many out there that are hearing from the Lord, but you need to hear from him yourself. It's called having a relationship with him. We all must have our own testimony. You know, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, is the chief cornerstone. And the apostles and prophets, the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, are testimonies of the people of in the Old Testament and the people in the New Testament, their testimony. They build upon the chief cornerstone. And they are the builders of you know, what we are reading about. So, Yeshua being the chief cornerstone, the apostles and the prophets and disciples, that those people that are written in the Bible, they build upon that stone. No, you and I are to build upon what they already have there. Not a new doctrine, but we are to build precepts upon precept, word upon word, here a little, there a little. We have to have our own testimony, folks. What is your testimony? You have to testify of what the Lord has done for you, of what the Lord is doing for you, of what the Lord revealed to you. There are so many things that we didn't know about the Most High God, but because those people in the Old Testament and New Testament walked with God and talked with him and had a relationship with him, they heard things from the Lord. They experienced things from God, with God. And they were able to write what they heard and what they experienced and what the Lord showed them and told them. They were able to write it for us. No one knew before. The people in the Old Testament didn't know about what the people in the New Testament was going to write. And before the people in the New Testament could write anything, they were reading what the people in the Old Testament wrote. And they all had a relationship with the Lord. And there were things still that God is so huge, he's mighty, he's powerful, he's awesome. There is no depth that can define how deep he is. There is no height that can define how high, how tall he is, how vast he is. He's endlessness. He's an eternal, endless God. And God is being put in a little bubble and being kept there by some, but God is vast. There is so much that he wants to tell us. There is so much that he wants to reveal to us. And for those of us who are really hearing from the Lord, the little people out there, the little moms out there, and dads out there who are really hearing from the Lord, are being criticized and chopped chop up in a million pieces and put aside because you're not popular enough. But that's okay. God would take the foolish and little things of this life to confound the wicked and those that are high and mighty. So let me tell you something. God is speaking, and he wants to speak to many of us out there. So much he wants to reveal to us. And the things that he wants to reveal to us is awesome. Some of the things that he has revealed to me, I can't even tell it to some people. They're like, look at me and like, I need to get away from her. But the things that God revealed to the older, to the prophets and apostles back in the day were deep. That's why these prophets and apostles were being killed and murdered for these things that they were revealing. And God is the same God, and he wants to reveal more things. So, folks, seek him. Seek him. And my shows from now on, you know, I'm just going to talk about all the things that the Lord has revealed to me. I'm going to talk about all the dreams that he has given me, all the visions that I've seen, and the times when he just showed me things. Please go back and listen to the video on I Stepped Out of Time and Into Eternity. It's very, very powerful, very deep, very touching. It shows us how we are going to be, what eternity is like in just a small, tiny little measure that he showed me eternity. And I was asked five questions. When I stood in eternity, I was asked five questions. Are you ready to love him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to be taught of him forever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to learn of him forever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to be with him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? And the last question was, are you ready to become one with him forever? No. That question was put a different way. And eventually, are you ready to become one with him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? Folks, eternity is going to be a place where we are going to be learning of him, that we are forever, where we are going to be learning new things, where we are going to be taught of him, where we are going to love him forever and ever for all eternity, to the point where eventually we are going to become one with him as Yeshua is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Eventually we are going to be one with him. It's time to start that journey now. We can't wait. I tell Father all the time, Father, I don't want to wait until I'm out of this flesh body to know you, to start experiencing the things that you desire for me. Teach me now. Show me now. I want to know. I want to become the person that I am. Now I want to experience the things that you desire to have me to experience. Show me. Teach me. I live my life down for you. I am ready to die. Because, folks, once a child is born, every single day of that child's life is getting closer to that child. We are born to die. This flesh has to die. This flesh has to die. That is. I don't want anybody to be confused. We have a soul, a spiritual soul, a spiritual being, our spiritual self live inside of this body. And this body is going to shed itself, and we are going to be like Yeshua HaMashiach. We are going to be like Jesus, and we are going to see him as he is, because we are going to be like him, a spirit being. Isn't that awesome? Well, it's coming down to the last couple of seconds, and I see someone calling, and I love you, whoever you are, and I thank you for listening and for calling, and God bless you. And as we head on into 2018, I pray God will bless each and every single one of us and keep us. And I pray that you will continue, we all will continue to seek God and to search him out. Search him, seek God. I remember the Lord said to me, that's what come back to me right now as I forgot what I was going to say. The Lord said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. And folks, we are to call unto the Most High God night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show ourselves approved. But we're living in a time where Satan is making it impossible for us to even have breathe. But anyways, this episode is ended, and I just want to say again, thank you, Carla, for calling in and for listening, and anyone who would otherwise sign in and listen, and I will try to upload the audio clips. I'm not really savvy with this. I have my daughter do these things for me, but I love you all in the Lord. Keep the faith, and may the Lord keep and bless you always. Caller, you may email me if you like. Goodbye.